Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all of our praises. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our callers to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Glory be to God. We are so thankful to God for you taking time out of your day to be with us today. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW Team. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophet Yvonne at yryle, R-O-W-E-L-L 50@gmail.com, or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can inbox her there. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle with you in mind. Amen. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Ministry Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. You will receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or email. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit every Monday, get in contact with Prophet Yvonne at the email address or inbox her on Facebook that I gave earlier. Amen. Glory be to God. If you want to receive the Moment in the Spirit, there's an offering for $25 or more, and you can receive that every Monday and automatically be put on our prayer list for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. You won't regret getting that. It is an awesome word every time I get it. It's a blessed word. It will encourage you. It's awesome. Mr. Michelle does a great job, an awesome job with that, so we just thank God for her and the works that she's doing. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophet Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be a part of this show. Awesome, awesome, awesome word from God every Tuesday night. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, and I need a word from a true prophet of God. Amen. And she is a true prophet of God. Hallelujah. And if you want to hear some good preaching, glory be to God, tune in to One Word from the Lord. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Joseph Ryle and Prophet Yvonne Ryle. Pastor Joseph Ryle is a preaching man. Amen. Glory to God. We're just so thankful for them. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries WOW Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew from FaithCon by Hearing Ministries every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Awesome woman of God, amen. You want to be a part of her ministry, amen. Glory be to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to all of the ministries under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao. Awesome ministries of God, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. That will include all of our announcements for today, amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer. The message will be coming from John today. Amen. John the 13th chapter. John the 13th chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify and glorify your holy name, for thou art worthy of all our praises. Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for the breath that you breathed in us this morning and started us on our way. Father God, we just give you praise and we just give you glory and we magnify your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Father God, we just thank you, glory be to God, for what you have already done for us, glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see, hallelujah, this first Sunday, the last first Sunday of this year, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise and we give you honor, Father God, for bringing us through, hallelujah, another year, God. Father God, we just give you praise and we just worship you and we magnify your name, oh God, for thou art worthy of all our praise. Our Father, we come with a praise of thanksgiving. We come with a sacrifice praise, oh God, to say thank you, Father, for what you have already done, oh God. Our God, we just thank you for being a provider. We thank you, God, for being a deliverer. We thank you, God, for being a healer, God. Our God, we just thank you because you are God. Ah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God, we just thank you, Father God. Ah, we just praise your holy name. We glorify your name. We bless your holy name. And we worship you, God. Ah, hallelujah. We just said thank you, Lord, because you are God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray for the sick and we pray for the shut in. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father. Our God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father, even now, Father, right where they are, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We praise your holy name, O God, for thou art worthy, God. We praise you for the victory, Lord. Our God, for thou art worthy, God. We praise you, God, for the blood of Jesus, God, for thou art worthy, God. We praise you for your word, God, for you are worthy, God. Oh, God, we praise you for the cross, oh, God. Ah, oh, hallelujah. We praise you for the blood that Jesus shed it over 2,000 years ago, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Ah, oh, hallelujah, that you sent your only begotten Son, that we all might have life through him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, hallelujah, that you will supply the needs of your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, supply the needs of every person that under the sound of my voice, oh, God. Oh, God, you know what they need, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, for you said in your word that you will supply everything that we need, oh, God. Ah, hallelujah, just like you take care of the birds, Father God, and the flowers in the field, you promised us, God, that you would take care of us. Ah, God, we're standing on your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify your name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for souls to be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that they will come out of the world of sin and live for you, oh, Lord. Oh, Father God, we pray that they'll get their life right with God while they still have time, while the blood is yet running warm in their veins, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray that they will come out of the world of sin, oh, God, and live for the true and living God. God, we give you praise and we give you honor. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let us be a doer of his holy word. Amen. Glory be to God. The message will be coming from John, the 13th chapter. John, the 13th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 34. But I want to encourage you in your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter, that you may hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you through his word. Amen. And the word of God reads, a new commandment I have given unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And I keep scriptures 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The title of the message today is Love You One Another. Hear the word of the Lord. Love ye one another. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, love ye one another. Hallelujah. The love of God is the greatest love that the world has ever known. Hallelujah. But Jesus tells us in the word of God that we must love ye one another. The word of God tells us, let us not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth, love ye one another. In other words, glory be to God, hallelujah. We must not just say the three words, I love you, with no form of action. Glory be to God. Because love means I got to do something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, Jesus said, this is my commandment. Hallelujah. That you love ye one another. Glory be to God. See, it's a love thing. Hallelujah. That one must love others. Glory be to God. And especially the household of faith. Hallelujah. You must love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. How can we love somebody? Glory be to God. If we don't love our own selves. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if one don't love their own selves, glory be to God, they can't love anybody else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's hold up and wait a minute. Glory be to God. Because before you can love somebody else, hallelujah, you got to first, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Your soul must be purified. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your heart must be purified. Glory be to God. That your heart will be filled with the love of God in order to love somebody else. Glory, hallelujah. For you to truly love somebody else, you first got to love God. That's why the Bible says, glory be to God, that the two greatest commandments is, glory, hallelujah, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How can you love others when you don't even love yourself? Glory be to God. We got to love one another. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us, glory be to God, if we can't love, hallelujah to Jesus, we are doing nothing. Glory be to God, but making a lot of noise. Glory be to God, because love, hallelujah, have action behind it. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We must love others as God has loved us. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus said, as I have loved you, you should love others the same way. Glory be to God. You can't love just your own for and no more. Glory be to God. You can't love just the ones in your clique. Glory be to God. But you got to love, hallelujah, every man and woman, boy and girl. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, yes. It was a love thing when it came to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, he loves us. Hallelujah. So much so. Glory be to God that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life. Ah, hallelujah. He loved us before we even loved ourselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How can you love? How can you love your enemy? You can't do it in your own flesh. How can you love others as God loved us if you don't love God? How can you serve when you don't truly love? How can you help others when your heart is not pure? Because pure, your heart must be pure in the love of God. In order for you to walk in love, in order for you to show love, you got to love God. How can you love if you don't love God? Hallelujah. How can you love others when you don't love yourself? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. How can you receive love when you don't know what real love is? Glory be to God. Love ye one another as God has loved you. Hallelujah. In other words, glory be to God, when Jesus died upon the cross for us, glory be to God, and he shed his blood, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, because of his love for us, because of God's love for us, hallelujah, to Jesus. Jesus died upon the cross, hallelujah, that we might be forgiven, hallelujah. It was out of the love of God, hallelujah, that we might be forgiven and have salvation, hallelujah. That's why we must love one another as Christ has loved us, that he laid down his life for us, that we might have life. Glory be to God. And all the way you can get it, you got to know Jesus. Glory be to God. All the way your heart can be pure in love, you got to know Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. The Bible even tells us, hallelujah, not the whole of words. Don't be envious. Glory be to God. But forgive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love others as you love your own self. Glory be to God. You ain't going to hurt your own self when you love yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You just might be the only love somebody sees. Hallelujah. Somebody feel. Because if you got the true love of God in your heart, it'll flow out to others. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, you can't fool God. He knows what's in your heart. And you can't fool them. You can say, I love you, but your action will speak louder than words. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must love as God has loved us. Hallelujah. And we must do it every day. We can't just do it on Sunday. We can't just do it on Wednesday night when we have Bible studies or when we have programs at the church. Glory be to God. But we got to do it every day. Glory, hallelujah. We got to love each other every day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible tells us that what? Love bears all things. Love endures all things. Love believes all things. It hopes all things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love is the key. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says it's the greatest gift of all. When God set forth his son in the world, it was love that did it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That he sent his son, hallelujah, to die upon the cross. That was love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his word. Oh, glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. Love ye one another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How can we forgive others and we can't forgive some of the others? Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We must forgive. But the Bible says love covers a multitude of faults. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Love, hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In order for you to love, you must love God first. That's the only way you can truly love somebody. It's to love God first. If you're going to love your wife, you got to love God first. If you're going to love your husband, you got to love God first. If you love your children, you got to love God first. Can't nothing be put before God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to love God first. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. When you get that love, glory be to God, then you are pure in heart and truly loving like God loves. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One thing love does not do is hurt. Love don't backbite and backstab. True love, pure love. Glory be to God. Love does not talk down to. Glory be to God. And love does not bring fear or torment. That's not love. That's not pure love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that somebody saying that I love you, but they don't mean it? Because they don't have the love of God in their heart. Because the true love of God will be shown in your words, in your action, and in your deeds. Glory be to God. Love does not work evil work against those that we say we love. Love does not work evil work against those that we say that we love. Love does not bring up the past and is going on. I got to bring up the past. I got to bring up what you said. I got to bring up what you've done. I'm going to talk to you in it kind of way. Hallelujah to Jesus, because I haven't truly forgiven you. See, the Bible said, love ye one another. And I got to truly forgive in my heart. And I have to have the love of God in my heart. That's what we ought to ask God. Lord, help me to examine my own heart. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, that I can walk in love as Christ walked in love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Perfect love, perfect heart in the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love ye one another. Glory be to God. That means you got to look past the thoughts. God looked past our faults. He forgave us of our sin, those who believe, those who are following Jesus. Glory be to God. See, many people don't know the true meaning of love. They look for it in all the wrong places and people, and glory be to God. But all of that stuff that you get of the world, it can't even love you back. I mean, you can have a bank full of money, but it can't say I love you. Glory be to God. You have friends that say that they love you, but their actions speak louder than words. You would be surprised at the ones that say that they love you, and they truly don't love you. But God said in his word that he loved us. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus to be the sacrifice for the world. Hallelujah. He sent Jesus to die upon the cross that we might have life in him. Hallelujah. It's only through him, through the blood and the shedded blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That one might have eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just thank God for his love, his everlasting love. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus said, you know, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Glory be to God. We must love as Jesus loved us. Glory be to God. It can't be no favoritism in it. Glory be to God. Because God don't have a respected person. Hallelujah to Jesus. It has nothing to do with the anointing that's over your life. It has nothing to do with none of that. Glory be to God. It's about loving one another. It's about loving our neighbors, loving our enemies. But the only way you can do it, you got to have the love of God in your heart. And you got to know who Jesus is. And your heart must be purified. Your soul must be purified in order to truly love somebody. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you ever tried to love somebody and they ain't know how to receive it? Glory be to God. I've been there. Have you ever tried to love somebody and they, glory be to God, didn't understand your love because they never received it? They never received it. So in order for them to love you, they got to know Jesus. In order for you to love them, you got to know Jesus. Hallelujah. In order for a marriage to be where it needs to be, glory be to God, The love of God got to be in both of those partners' hearts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. To love ye one another. Jesus said, this is my commandment. It's to love one another. Hallelujah. And oftentimes we take the word love, L-O-V-E, we don't take that word serious because we play with it a whole lot. And a lot of people are hurt. Many people are betrayed. Hallelujah. Because somebody played with the word love. Glory be to God. One thing love does not do, it does not hurt. Glory be to God. It does not work evilness. Loved one. Love don't do that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love is patient and it's kind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love bears all things. It's a gift from God. The love of God. It wasn't that we loved God, but he loved us. He is love. Somebody need to know that Jesus loved them. And I come with a message upon my tongue. Hear the word of the Lord. Yes, Jesus loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Wherever you are right now, you're seeking love and you're looking for it. You've been looking for it for a mighty long time, matter of fact. Glory be to God. But you've been looking for it in the wrong places, hanging around the wrong people. Glory be to God. Thought they were your friends. Glory be to God. But this day, salvation has come. If you will choose this day who you will serve and give your life to Christ so that you may experience the love of God. Oh, hallelujah. Experiencing the love of God. It's the greatest, greatest, greatest gift ever given unto mankind. It's the love of God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ and let him clean you up and purify your soul and your heart, that you will begin to love your own self, that you can love others. Glory be to God. Once your house is clean, glory be to God, then you can love others as Christ has loved us. And that's so very powerful, because I think many people look over the fact that Jesus said that ye love one another as I have loved you. In other words, we got to love him. We got to love him first before we can love anybody else. We got to love God. Because when you have the love of God in your heart, you won't say anything, everything. You won't do everything. Glory be to God. And the things that you do will show love. It will show the love of God that dwells within you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, and a whole heart. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Glory be to God. Love your enemies. Glory to God. Love those who persecute you. Glory be to God. And the only way you can do it is by having the love of God in your heart. Love ye one another. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, and you're looking and searching for love, I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. He laid down his life because he loved you. Glory be to God. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved, and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God, a personal relationship with him. Leave me a message on Facebook at Elaine Jackson. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. If you have a prayer request, you can leave it on Facebook, or you can submit a prayer request on my website, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry at yoda.com. Amen. We do pray that something was said here today to let you know that we must love one another and that God loves you. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week. Know that God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Have a blessed week in the Lord.